It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
You know, Laura, you know it's bad when the market president comes in and checks to see if Scotty's okay at home.
I know. Crazy.
I've been here a long time. He's never come in and said, hey, man. If you missed the show today, a lot of it had to deal with Scotty having a pet issue and having a disagreement with Amy, or at least I don't even know if it was a disagreement.
It wasn't really a disagreement.
He just needed some attention.
Yeah, he needed a little thank you.
The dog pooped all over the place, was sick, and Scotty was pissed. Not at the dog, just who wants to pick up that stuff?
Yeah,
you know.
And she kept saying, he didn't mean to do it, and so I understand, but he doesn't feel good. I'm not going to feel good either after picking this up.
And then he started to say, how much things cost, everything got down to a dollar figure, as it always does with Scotty. It's always about a dollar figure.
Greg, money is important, okay? Can't buy you happiness.
Yeah.
But it helps you sleep at night. And all I said was I just spent some money on tarps. I wanted to use the tarps after.
And there was shit on them.
And Amy's like, we'll just throw them away.
You don't throw away tarps.
No. You just spray them, right?
You've wrapped up dead bodies in tarps, yes. And you just rinse them off and go get another dead body. Yes. That's what you do, exactly. For the love of God.
Yes.
Come on, y'all know that. But anyway, so the general manager came in to check on Scotty. We're not going to go through it again because he spent a couple of hours mm-hmm. doing that. So, yeah. We were just sitting here beforehand and Laura was talking about the Halloween party, that we're going to be, doing and hosting at the Hill Bar and Grill, which is right up on, McIntyre Scary. Oh my God, it's beautiful. And at the outside, they've got the outside deck. It's got like heaters.
Yeah.
And they got a bar out there. It's legit beautiful. We've had a couple of great Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it again. Brought to you by Friends of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, it's coming up on Saturday, October 26th.
Yep.
And it's, fun time. We're going to have cash costume prize. I think we did first, second, and third place. You win cash prizes for that and TSO tickets because they were kind enough to sponsor. Plus, we're going to have fun games, a little bit of dancing,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of just hanging out.
Yeah, and the costumes are crazy.
Elaborate.
I'm intimidated, truth be told, by the costumes because I'm not that good at it, mm-hmm. And I'm intimidated. I can't outdo what you guys do. All of you, the listeners that go are phenomenal. You guys are phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
But Halloween's never been my thing, dressing up in costumes, but I've gotten into it last couple of years.
Yes, you have.
And, I don't have something in mind.
This year. I have something in mind that I really wanted to do, but Kayla doesn't get it. I tried with her last year to do it, and she doesn't understand it, but I think it would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Why? Yeah. Is she not familiar with what you're referring to?
No, and we go as a...
You always go group. As like a theme,
yeah.
tandem thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't we have all of the...
This is what
Wizard
I wanted
of Oz people
as.
Were there last year, right? Yes. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And
Dorothy
Beetlejuice.
Was hot. What?
And Beetlejuice, the group.
Beetlejuice is another very
popular
one.
That's what I wanted to go as. She doesn't get it, but it'd be perfect for the four
what
of us.
What is it?
Right. You're right.
Yep.
That would be good.
But she doesn't get it.
Yep. It's not her time, not in her wheelhouse.
Her and Cass have no idea. And I'm like, listen, if we show up like this, it's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Nope. So
yep.
That was the plan.
Yep.
Last
I get
year.
It, though. I get it 100%. Mm-hmm. I get what she's saying. So we're looking forward to doing it. There was a list that came out about the, what are going to be the popular, and Beetlejuice is right up there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And there's certain things,
they crushed it last year on that.
Halloween parties that I don't get, but I mean, there's, I don't know if I still have it or not. I think I might have got rid of it.
Travis Kelce. Anybody knows Travis Kelce?
Somebody will go as the Kelce brothers. They will.
And
the
Taylor.
Brothers, yeah.
Somebody's going to come as Taylor Swift or something like that. Absolutely 100%. I'm looking. I thought I had it, but I guess I don't. I did a total douche last night.
What'd you do? Did you douche?
Well, you know, work papers, right? You know, you get the stuff that we do for work, like ideas and stories and stuff like that. I grab them, and I'm like, the things that I think are interesting that maybe we'll be able to use, I kind of hold on to them. But every once in a while, I got to go through them and go, that was useless. What was I thinking? How did I think I was going to use that? So I get these stacks of papers that are probably like 7, 8, 9 inches thick.
Yeah.
And I take them home, and I just go through them. And then it becomes like 2 inches thick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I throw out all these things that I thought this could work if this comes up. But, you know, so I was kind of doing a little bit of a house cleaning last night. That was my gig last night. Scotty was doing it too, but he was picking up shit. I mean, it's a different kind of thing. But, you know, it's kind of the same in the same thing there. But anyway.
Gotcha.
So anyway, looking forward to the party. Come on out and have some fun. It really is. It is really cool. You know, there are some things in the news that we didn't get to talk about yet. Elton John came out. You know, I think
he's been gay for a while.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. He has. He has.
80s.
You know, he came out in Rolling Stone, right? You remember that?
No. Was it 70s or 80s?
It was late 70s. The Blue Moves album, I think, had just come out. And it was so funny because I think a lot of people knew, but when he finally came out and said it, which is weird, like it's hard for me to get my head around that we were that way, that people, you know, it was so hard a thing to accept.
But I could see from a fan perspective, not knowing he is gay, you just think he's an entertainer, he's right. Very flamboyant,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I'm just saying at the time, I think he took like a 30% hit. And on record sales and stuff like that. It was a big hit because he came out. And I thought, who gives a shit? Even way back then, you know what I mean? It was like, who cares? Elton John, to me, was the decade of the 1970s belonged to Elton John. There was some of the greatest rock music ever made was made in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And he owned it. Everything he touched, Laura, went through the roof.
Yeah.
You know,
it was awesome.
And then with the Blue Moves album, you saw the fall off. Now, also, I think there was a fall off in he wasn't writing, him and Bernie weren't writing the songs that they used to write. There was a change.
His voice.
A noticeable change.
He doesn't have the voice he had
no.
in the 70s. That was probably 80s with that.
Probably. You know, noticeable. The I'm Still Standing, yeah. You know, was a different kind of mm-hmm. use of his voice and stuff like that. But yeah, he was the 70s. And I had every album. I knew every song. You know what I mean? But anyway, you know, he came out. He had nothing to do with talking about coming out. He talked about all the things in his body that he doesn't have anymore.
What is
that? So I'm going to ask you this. Nobody saw the story, right?
No.
Tell me what you think Elton John, like in his body, he no longer has. Things that were removed from his body. And they're internal things. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's don't get gallbladder. No, no.
He has that.
But lungs. You would think that.
Appendix. Appendix.
The appendix is gone. You're right. Okay. Yes, the appendix is gone. Yes.
So you get a spleen?
He does have a spleen.
Mm. Remove one kidney?
Nope.
One lung?
Nope. His lungs are fine.
Inner ear.
No, he's going to need that. Going to need that,
actually.
He's not
performing anymore.
Think about something that used to be very common that is no longer common, that they would remove.
Foreskin.
The old swim cap.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, he didn't mention his foreskin in the article.
All right.
His tonsils.
Tonsils, yeah.
His tonsils and his adenoids.
What do you
gone.
Mean they don't remove them anymore?
Very rarely.
Okay.
Very rarely.
I did not know that.
Which is weird. That's the only surgery I've ever had was a tonsillectomy.
You don't have tonsils?
Kelly Brown told me.
No. And the adenoids, tonsils, you know, it got really bad. Oh, you can eat all the ice cream you want.
He's saying I performed the surgery on Greg's tonsils?
No, I'm saying that you noticed he didn't have them anymore.
Because we had sex afterwards. And yeah, I got what you're saying. I was
no speed
I,
bump
I
there.
Totally
yeah.
understood. Elton 77. All right. So no tonsils, no adenoids, no appendix. No right hip.
What?
Got replaced.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't have his own. His right hip. His left knee, gone. Fake knee. Huh? His right knee, gone. Two fake knees. And his prostate, all gone. I mean, when you're losing that much, wow, that's
interesting.
Okay, I guess I meant
that. Yeah.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
The knees.
Yeah, the knees. I got it. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm going to skip over. I shouldn't have even brought that up. God, you're like seven.
I should be I would think that if I'm making jokes like that, I am older than seven.
Barely.
I would think I'd be a teenager.
One of the other things that we missed today that normally we would have talked about, but instead we heard Scotty's life falling apart, which was much more fun.
That's fine.
Oh, God, it was fine. Best show ever. If you missed it, go back and listen to the full show podcast. You can hear the pot just starts to boil, and then it just boils over. It was just great. Brooks and Dunn, a couple of country guys that were huge in the 80s, right? Huge. I was never a big fan of country music in the 80s because I thought it sucked. I thought it was just too shiny. You know what I mean? I don't like country music that's shiny, you know, like with a little more grit. I like Chris Stapleton as opposed to, you know, Luke Bryan. All right. But anyway,
if you think it was shiny then, what do you think it is now?
Well, it's I don't like the shiny stuff.
OK.
Oh, God. Now I can't even think of their name.
Florida Georgia.
Yeah, Florida Georgia Line. Get some boy bands with their bracelets and stuff being all bro-y. Give me real country. You know what I mean? Right. Give me that. I'll take Garth. Garth was pretty cool. It was like seeing a rock show. Anyway, Brooks and Dunn owned it. Everything they did went like Alabama. They went solid platinum. And then they broke up. They didn't get along and whatever. They're back together now. They said something yesterday that I've always kind of wondered. Country music. They told Theo Vaughn on a podcast, they talked about their careers, and Ronnie Dunn, one of the guys, said, as friendly as they say the world of country music is, it's so darn competitive, everybody hates each other. And I 1,000%, I bet that's true. Country music, I don't know, all of the smiles and we all love each other, I've always kind of not bought it. Do you guys?
I don't really pay attention to whether or not they're telling the truth.
I despise all of it, so I don't think this. I don't think this is.
Decent country. I like.
I think it's and
there's nothing at this, all that it, you like. It's country. No, I mean, country today is a lot of
original,
it's like the Eagles.
Original.
Yeah.
Would you have called Kenny Rogers country?
Yeah.
Okay. Kenny Rogers.
Some of Willie Nelson. He had plenty of stuff that wasn't.
Some of. Stuff like that.
Yep. Okay.
Yes. But these days, and I know by turning around and saying what I'm going to say is going to get, there's many styles of metal.
Sure.
To me, the country all sounds the same. It all sounds the same. So I'm going to say, I don't think there's a lot of people being original in country music.
Okay. So to me, I might say, all metal
sounds the same. Everybody's screaming.
But I know that's not true. Yeah,
so,
I know that.
So to me, it's like sometimes when I'm driving home, I'll flip through the radio, and then there'll be like an all-country station of, so-and-so's country channel. And I listen to it and I go, that sounds like the last song that just played.
Yeah.
And the song before that just played. And it's all bro.
All these people that have bars in Nashville. All these country performers that have met. Oh, Jesus.
My sister just went to Nashville.
Well, Garth has a bar there. Easy.
Loved it.
Huh?
Garth's got a bar in Nashville.
I don't care. I like Garth Brooks. I'm just saying. I've been there. It's like a frat party. It's like a giant. Everybody's got their friggin' cowboy hats on and their boots. And they're wearing their short skirts.
And
they're
running around.
It's like a frat party. I've been there. You know the best time to go, Kelly? 2 a.m. Because half of those people are in the bag. And you can walk into a bar and you're like, all right. Like, it's got a great vibe. All you got to do is just push all the riffraff out of there. And by riffraff, I mean drunken people who haven't been out and they've ripped it up far too much. Like, you can go there and have a great time. I did. 2 days was enough.
Like Vegas.
Jesus. Same thing with Vegas, really.
It's funny because a lot of people say to me, you should go to Nashville.
Yeah.
No.
I don't mind
My
country
sister
music.
Loved it.
I don't mind it. Some of it I actually like.
Your sister, does she probably enjoy
she
that style of music?
She loves country music. And because I was going to go with her. It was her 40th birthday. And I was like, would I like this? And she goes, you would have still had an amazing time, even without the country music.
As a guy that grew up, like, as a rock fan, right? Your guy's never had a bar, a big shiny bar with bright lights and multiple decks. It was just so not rock and roll. And that's too much for me. That's too much for me. But I always kind of thought back to the actual original story. There's no way they all like each other like they say they do. because I think they're selling it. Mm-hmm. Like country music sells you on, oh, we're all, you know, the CMA awards and all that stuff. I sometimes wonder how legit that is. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe everybody like does Dolly. Get along.
They all like Dolly.
I think they, I agree. Yeah. She's an icon. Nobody dislikes Dolly.
Saying that I, you know? I believe in playing country music, if you came out and said, I'm not a fan of Dolly Parton, yeah. I think you have just put a major hole in your career.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Nobody's going to say
nobody's
that.
Gonna say
there's
that.
A lot of great country performers. Kenny Chesney does a great job. He's got that sound. You know, Kenny Chesney is
got the
Garth
Jimmy
Brooks
Buffett
and Jimmy
following.
Buffett had a baby. Mm-hmm. Zach Brown, unbelievable band. One of the best shows I've ever seen, Zach Brown, you know? But I can't go for the shiny mm-hmm. teeth and all that shit, you know? Lainey Wilson, awesome. What was that band, Nickel Creek?
Oh,
right?
Nickel Creek's really,
really
good.
Really good,
yep.
You know? But anyway... I just, the whole thing about everybody in country hating each other, I believe that when Ronnie Dunn says it. You used to even see it, Laura, on the local band level. Local bands would love and hate each other at the same time. Like, they'd talk about, oh, we're all in the same scene, blah, 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 but behind their, each other's backs, they were freaking savage, right or wrong.
Correct.
Thank you.
You're in the local band scene.
Yeah. But it's brutal.
But saying I'm in, yes, I am in the local band scene. But I'm
what
also
scene?
52 years old, and I am not
but
trying.
Back in the day, how
back
was
in the
it
day,
for you?
It was you.
Back in the day, Laura, there were 8 or 9 or 10 bands that you could mention right off the top of your head, and you'd recognize them.
Yes,
because they were out playing.
Yes,
that's not happening today.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
You know, and not putting it down. Bands that are out playing every weekend are your cover bands, because. What happens? Greg owns a bar in the summertime. What does he want? Does he want somebody to come in and play originals? And everybody goes, yeah, I don't really know this. Or they want a cover band. So people come in, they shake, they dance, they have a good time,
yeah,
they're drinking alcohol,
right.
And there's a shitload of money being made. That's where the money's at these days. Bringing an original band, okay. You know, Adam Ezra, yes.
Yeah.
But you know, the Kelly Brown Band, well, I've never really heard of that. Mm. You know,
sounds
not
like a
chances.
Country band, though.
Yes.
Sounds like a country band.
And I think... back in the 70s and 80s, if Greg was the drummer for a certain band and say he was away a weekend, another band drummer would jump in and be like, oh, yeah, dude, this is fun. And they took care of each other. I think the 90s and 2000s, they went, oh, really? Yeah, don't help them out because, you know, their band could get big and we couldn't. So
it's brutal.
Yeah.
When we first started in Portsmouth, they had a huge music scene. And there was also a good music scene in the Manchester area, too. You know, I mean, and there was always a band playing out. And you'd go and you'd see them and they'd be a local band playing original music. And you'd be like, that's good. That's good.
These days? No.
Yeah, you don't see it because it's not paying the bills. It's not paying the bills. And that's not something I celebrate. I wish it was.
No, it's sad.
You know, there's probably five or six venues in the area, in the Portsmouth area where bands could play.
And I don't
think you can name me one.
As it is, those went away. And then when COVID put them down for the count.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and because... people couldn't afford to live in Boston anymore. They moved to other places. And finally, they took over Portsmouth and they said, oh, wait a minute. I just worked all day. I don't want to, you know, come home from work and hear this blaring music next door. So it's slowly, it's happening everywhere.
Performers, though, like comedy is the same. Like you get comics who just talk about other comics, you know, and they rate each other and sometimes they get along and sometimes they don't. You know, same thing with radio people.
But the thing with comics that saved, I think, some comics is the internet.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because guess what? You know, you can go on and do a bunch of comedy things in your living room, and, oh, my God, he's funny. Follow him. Oh, my God. You know, and
that's how I found Shane Gillis. I love Shane Gillis.
And even comedians, Bob Marley and people like that, that's how they made it through COVID, was just going online, doing their comedy act from their office.
I went and saw Marley during COVID at the Palace Theater with less than 200 people there. And it was sold out. Mm-hmm. They only sold that many tickets. Can you imagine being in the Palace Theater with 8 seats to your right, 8 seats to your left,
and
people back three rows? And it was the craziest thing ever. But we went, and it felt good to be out back then, you know? But,
And calling that a sellout show.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, anyway, I guess performance, you know, like radio people can be... they used to be just bitching and backfighting and calling each other names. And nobody does that anymore.
Well, there's a lot less of us.
That's true, but also nobody does that anymore because everybody's just trying to feed their family and you know what I mean? All the assholes are gone. The people that were really mean, gone in radio.
I would say 98% of them.
Okay, that's fair.
I think
fair.
There's a few still out there.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, people that were just like, the rumors that got spread and said about me that were just like, wow, that's crazy.
Right. Some of them weren't true.
But who would make up a rumor like that?
But here's the thing, though. Some of them.
I'm from Somersworth, New Hampshire. Get a hold of yourself.
Some of them went on to do the podcast thing.
Yeah.
You know, right. And now, yeah, they're not radio, but they're a podcaster.
Yeah.
That's still full of venom, whether they have as big of an audience as they used to. No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It's weird. But look, everybody's doing the job. Everybody's just trying to feed their family, and there's plenty of room for everybody.
You got to feed Ma.
Huh?
Just trying to feed Ma.
That's all you're trying to do, man. That's all you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. That's all you're trying to do. I don't want to get in that negativity, but I'm not shocked about the whole country music thing, because I guarantee you the competition is got to be brutal, you know? Harder, too, for women, I think, you know? Got to be tough. Got to be tough. Because you got to be more than just a singer, you know what I mean, with that. Mary Chapin Carpenter is one of my favorite performers. She started out as a countryist, and she became folk. But she's one of my favorite female singer-songwriters, too. So, anyway. All right. Well, anyway. That was that.
Get your twang on.
Big time competitive. One of my favorite things is Dolly Parton in an interview years ago said, "Oh, honey, there's room for everybody." No, there's not. You want to get down to it? No, there's not. yeah, everybody loves Dolly.
Well,
Scott McMullen has a Dolly shirt. That tells you everything you need to know.
You cannot take anything away from her.
No, she's great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, so that's really all we have time for today, everybody. But thank you for stopping by.
I was going to get some beer today, but on sale, but I guess I can't.
I know, because there's no cooking on a budget. She's feeling bad about that. Don't.
Why would you do that?
I just wanted to know she's valued, and I miss it.
You know what? And I just so, obviously, all the work that I had done earlier in the week got wiped out from my computer. But today, I still, because every Thursday morning, I come in, and I would normally update the Market Basket in Shaw's, because it doesn't get released till today.
Everything was lost on our
computer.
Your
Uncrustables were on sale at Shaw's this week, and I wanted you to know that. That would have been your...
Thank you very much.
Just go to the store and look where all the five-year-olds are, and you'll know that's where they are. They're all in line at the Crustables.
You see your buddies Ricky and Jimmy and Joey?
Get your little Crustables.
Yeah.
And your little snack packs. Get those, too.
Dunkaroos.
Get some of those, too.
You know what's funny is I was going to say to the two of you, fuck off.
Okay, there it is right there.
Not you, Laura.
Not you, though, Laura.
Not you, Laura.
Enjoy the day, everybody.
Love the
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.